Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
FW, glad to have each and every one of you on board on this Tuesday evening, just a couple days away from Thanksgiving here in the Metroplex. Really, I guess everywhere you celebrate Thanksgiving, we're excited about it, and you should be too, which means, Thanksgiving turkey, Lions football, and your Dallas Cowboys is... We are now 48 hours removed. We have now processed, we've absorbed, and we have now moved on from the big victory over the Philadelphia Eagles just 2 days ago. I am Fred Davis. That gentleman to the right of me is none other than the only phenom I acknowledge, the one, the only, Mr. Blake Elliott.
That's me, man. It's dim up in here.
Damn right it is. Don't let Carter hear that. Don't let Carter hear that.
I think he's out of town.
Oh, he is?
Maybe he was just gone yesterday.
He ain't toloing on it Tuesday at night, is he?
I don't know.
877-881-1053. Carter, if you're toloing, let us know.
But yeah, I feel good. I didn't know if you wanted me to follow up.
it's your world. We're just living in it.
It's not my world. I got some crazy stories for today, though, so we'll get into those.
Crazy story. I mean, it's just a. And by the way, today is Tuesday. Yeah. I know yesterday, at one point, you thought it was Thursday. Another point, you thought it was Tuesday. But today is Tuesday.
I think I got recognized today, but I'm not sure. I'm not sure.
I mean, what do you mean?
I'll explain. Let's introduce
okay, hold
Jake
on real
first.
Quick. Before we do that, we haven't been on with this young gun in a while. It's been, a couple weeks at the very least. The one, the only. At first, he was new guy Jake, but then after we discovered his gambling prowess, there was only one name appropriate, and that was Degenerate Jake. And rocking his little... By the way... He's been an originator of the quarter zip.
Okay, no matcha in his hand, though.
My man has been rocking the quarter zip since he's been here at 105 The Fan. Now you're talking, but I can't hear you, so I don't know what's going on with what's going back there in the 1s, 2s, and 3s. But Degenerate Jake, I see his lips moving, but I don't hear any words coming out of his mouth.
Okay,
so
no words out of his mouth.
At some point, we will get Degenerate Jake to say words that will be transmitted across these airwaves here on 105 The Fan.
There he is.
Hey, go ahead and ring the bell for that. Where's the bell? Boom, there it is.
I guess my show last Wednesday wasn't memorable enough for you guys if you thought I haven't been on for a couple weeks.
Mm. You were on Wednesday with us?
Yeah, I told Blake to lose my number.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, because you had a pretty good... actually, no, I do remember that because you had some pretty good haikus last week, memory serves. Yeah, because that's right. We did the...
advocate.
The guns.
Yeah.
The guns. By the way, have you heard the new AI Jerry?
I have not.
It's in the folder.
Yeah, we're going to play
yesterday.
Yeah. There's one line in particular that made us think of you.
Yes. Okay.
There is one line in particular, and all you got to do is play it, and I promise you know exactly which line we're referring to. But real quick, you were at the game on Sunday as well.
Always.
Just give us your quick synopsis. By the way,
he was
just,
at the Cowboys game.
Not only was he at the Cowboys game, but he was wearing a Cooper DeJean jersey.
You didn't? Why did I have no idea you were there? I would have done a meetup session.
I was trying to avoid fellow employees in my Philadelphia Eagles gear.
Yeah,
no meet and greet.
I'll give some background here. So my best friend's an Eagles fan, and do you guys know about the Bears and
you
Eagles
did,
Alliance?
You did mention a couple weeks ago that you were going to be at the game wearing an Eagles jersey.
Yeah, yeah.
May not have been on air, though. Maybe it was off air that you did that. I don't remember.
I don't know.
Either way.
I don't know. Yeah, so little Bears Eagles Lions action. Did you lose your phone?
Gavin apparently walked off with it, and I didn't even realize it. I looked and was like, wait a minute, that's not my kid.
Oh, y'all had each other's phones?
I didn't have his phone at all. I just had my phone sitting here, and he picked
up.
He grabbed my phone. Said, wow. So there you go.
Gavin two phones.
Gavin two phones. The Kevin Gates of the station.
Fred's in a good mood. Fred's in a giggly mood today.
Why not? Fred's
that's always a good thing. I'm not mad at you. I just said you're in a giggly mood today.
Because trust me, you'll make fun of me when he's tense. He's tense today. Yeah,
I'm glad because the last couple days he was very tense.
I wasn't tense yesterday.
Chiefs win. Cowboys win. This guy's giggling at everything.
I'll tell you what. Let me tell you something. Both my fantasy teams won. Cowboys won. Chiefs won. Good day to be Fred yesterday. Oh, and my Jayhawks? What? Go ahead and ring the bell for my Jayhawks. Ring the bell for my Jayhawks. Look, just because you guys lost your coach today, not my fault. Ring
definitely
the bell.
Not ringing it.
Ring
out.
The bell.
Nope.
Look, I know you guys don't play basketball at UNT.
Wow,
go ahead and love up my Jayhawks. Anyway, I digress.
We're good.
I digress without Darren Peters. Look, he's going to be a Maverick next year, so go ahead.
When he's a Maverick, I'll love it up.
Love it up. Love it up. Anyway, back to you.
Oh, so my buddy's graduating from college. His girlfriend's parents bought him tickets.
Nice.
And
good seats?
It's Jerry World. There's no bad seats. We were nosebleeds, but
you'd still see everything.
We saw everything. Yeah. It was awesome. But yeah, the caveat was I had to wear Eagles gear.
Mm.
And when the Bears win, you don't have to talk me into doing much. You know, I'm pretty loose after the Bears
done. Yeah.
So
I bet. You probably had a few pops in you as well.
More than a few, but yeah. Yeah.
That's why he was really avoiding us.
That's why he was avoiding us. Didn't want to get too crunk.
It was a good time. I was like at the beginning of the game, I for the sake of him, I was like rooting for the Eagles.
Yeah.
Dude, when the Cowboys came back, I knew what my alliance was.
Yeah, you were.
Sure.
Yeah, you did. That warms my heart to hear that. And as I told you before, you and I were BSing, I almost said the real word, before the show. And, how confused might have the other fans around you have been as you're rocking a Cooper DeJean jersey, yet celebrating when Cowboys make big plays.
George Pickens was dogging him, by the way.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, he was.
And I'll be honest with you, I was thinking about wearing a Caleb Williams jersey, just to really show my allegiance.
That's what I think you should have done.
But I didn't know how many people were going to be there in other jerseys. There were a lot.
Oh, you should have asked, bro. We talk about Blake and I talk about it all the time. The number of people that are just wearing random non-jerseys of the two of the Cowboys or whatever team they're playing against, you see it all the time over there at AT&T Stadium. So, yeah, you would have definitely and the Chicago Bears jersey, let's call it what it is. The Bears are one of the hottest teams in the NFL right now.
Yeah.
So, Caleb Williams jerseys are in style, as the kids say right now. So, either way, for next time.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So, look, maybe, Tullos and Fatties out there, maybe you want Degenerate Jake to wear his Cooper DeJean jersey again on Thursday.
Yeah.
Maybe there's something to this.
Wear a Trent McDuffie jersey, please.
You know what? I didn't see a single other person in a Cooper DeJean jersey, though. So I was swagged out.
Yeah, you were. White or green?
It was white.
I
trying to match the skin tone.
I couldn't go that deep with the Kelly green.
She said.
It felt like I was, a little too far in there. Like two steps over the line. Just kind of wanted to stay one on each side.
I mean, with the white, look, that's plain enough. But yeah, you go Kelly green. Now, when you start getting in the alternates,
then you stand.
Then you're a fan.
Yeah.
Then you're like a fan. Okay. So you can't. I don't think in good conscience you can rock another team's jersey, like get a nice one if that's not your squad.
Correct.
You know what I mean?
I would say the jersey at all, but we'll give Jake a pass.
Again, it was your buddy, right? It was your best friend. You're not an Eagles fan on top of that.
I think a hat would have sufficed, but.
What's that?
So I think a hat would have sufficed.
A t-shirt.
I had a hat on, too.
T-shirt. Oh, you had an Eagles hat on, dude.
Did you have the shoes on as well?
Wow.
No shoes.
Wow. So you were wearing an Eagles hat and shirt.
But I was wearing jeans and cowboy boots, though, so.
Yeah. I mean, you were decked out.
I was.
You were decked out.
I was.
I would almost say, let's just go ahead and just jump to it. Fair or foul, wearing
I already gave my opinion.
Another team's jersey foul. And hat?
Does it change anyone's opinion?
I'm going foul on that, bro.
Does it change anyone's opinion that I put $10 on Cowboys money line?
$10.
I mean, $10.
I won 22. Doubled my money.
I mean, now it's just
been like 100, yeah, maybe. But.
I mean, now it's just kind of an insult, really. I mean, more than anything else. I mean, so it's bad. So you didn't have enough. I mean, first of all, you crap all over your team, being the Chicago Bears. You crap all over the Dallas Cowboys, this, you know, flagship of the station you work at, and then you put a measly $10. I mean, you've put $10 on things far.
$10 on WNBA games.
Yeah, seriously. I mean, you got $10 more on Paige Beckers. And who, even whether Ozzie Fudd will be the number one pick in the WNBA draft.
Yeah, my first ever bet was actually $20 on Caitlin Clark. So, yeah.
See, I mean, come on.
You're 100%
is where we're at.
You're right there.
Where are we at on the Wings drafting Paige's girlfriend, number one overall?
I'm with it. All about camaraderie.
See,
keep it in the locker room.
I think that's a horrible idea.
That is the projected number one pick?
That's who they did. Apparently, once the Wings got that pick, she shot up as the projected number one. Okay. She's like the betting favorite.
Okay, let's do it. Why not keep it in the family?
I mean, I because
she's on
that's tough.
Well, maybe if she's on another team, that would make Paige even better. Like, she's like got this vengeance every game.
Well, first of all, it'd be the first time, I think, in probably sports history that we can really remember where
people are dating on the
you've
same
got, team. You know, a couple on the team that wasn't co-ed, right? Yeah. So, and, you know, my only thing is, what if they break up?
Yeah. What if they don't break up, but they're just having relationship problems? Not passing her the rock? Not swinging the rock during the corner?
I'm just telling you,
what if they're arguing?
I'm just saying. Look, I think it's a cute story. God, that's cruel.
Yeah,
but
I would swing it, but you didn't do the dishes last night. So
I mean, I don't know, man. I don't know. I'm not going to pretend to know enough. And Juju can't, because I looked this up the other night because I was intrigued after I read all this. I was like, this is fascinating to me. But Juju can't because she's not old enough yet.
Okay.
So she won't be eligible for the draft until
2020. So we have to suck one more year.
Got to suck one more year. But apparently there's some like 6'4" Spanish gal who apparently is just a freak of nature. And I mean,
in
this year's draft.
Okay.
And so depending upon, you know, what WNBA draft prognosticator you read, half are saying get FUD, the other saying or get this 6'4" Spaniard, because apparently this girl's just a monster overseas.
Okay.
So
I'm with either.
I mean, look, I'll
follow your lead.
I'm going with the 6'4" Spaniard.
Okay.
I'm going because you've already got, you know, Paige as far as, you know, I mean, I don't know, two guards.
They tried it last year with Enrique.
Look, man, and I don't know. Give me the 6'4" Spaniard. All right.
Okay, so I got done with the gym today.
Yeah.
Great day at the gym.
Yeah.
You'd be proud of me. I texted you during my gym.
No, you did. I'm telling you right now, I'm after this holiday's over, I'm putting the $5 down. And
I was so locked in, took all my stuff I needed to take, hit 225.
Let me stop you right there. What does that mean?
What do you mean?
Did you pick up on that too?
I didn't hear that. Wolchuk's texting me saying he's about to throw up hearing I was wearing an Eagles jersey.
As he should. Go ahead and repeat that because, you know, Jake works out. So go ahead and tell him one more time.
Said I went to the gym and worked out.
No, there was something else you said, though, before that.
What did I say?
Took all the stuff I was going to take before going to the gym.
What's wrong with that?
Like what?
Yeah,
I drank my water.
Yeah.
I
took all
you have to take
the stuff
is water?
I had to take.
Did I finish? I drank my water.
But you said it so ambiguously, like, oh, I'm just
crazy
taking
gummies, don't you, Blake?
I drank my water. I had my breakfast.
Yeah.
I grabbed my electronic device in the car and humidified the rest of the car.
Yeah.
And then I took my creatine pills, and that was it.
Pills?
That's it. It's all the stuff.
Why are you taking pills?
I mean, this guy did go on this rampage the other day about how he wanted to take steroids and all the other things he wanted to inject into his body.
I told you
very specifically that I would never partake in anything like that.
No steroids, but just a little bit of humility. I used to be able to hit 225 all the time in high school.
Yeah.
When I was working out, football, two a days, yada, yada, yada. When you grow up, you know, you might go on a spell where you don't go for a couple months.
Yeah.
And then when you go, you're not going as hard because you're not in football
just
anymore.
Kind of doing your thing.
Kind of doing your thing. So I've been trying to work myself back up to that because, you know, posting fitness content, seeing other people's fitness content, yada, yada, yada. And my homeboy hit like 315 the other day.
Ooh,
and I was like, I was like, my chest would explode if I did.
Yeah.
And then he just wrote back like, hit 225 for reps in the next week and then send me a video. And I was like, you know what? I could say I can't or I could say I can. So I went. 3-4 days ago, tried it, didn't hit it.
Okay.
Got it off my chest, couldn't finish.
Yeah.
But it felt like I was more exhausted rather than it was too heavy. Because it was towards the middle of my workout. I had already done a bunch of reps. So today I was like, let me just warm up with a 45 and just do like 2-3 reps, working my way up to 225.
Yeah.
Did that so I had a little bit more energy. If you knocked out 225 for 2 reps.
That's what I'm talking about.
I looked at my boy and said, help me? He goes, I didn't even touch the bar. But that wasn't the point of the story. Finish the gym, have a good workout, yada, 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 go to Chick-fil-A, park the car. As I'm walking from Chick-fil-A, my parking spot to inside, walking, I have on something similar to this, just black and white, which is no association to any football team. I hear some guy driving by just yell, "Frick the Cowboys!" as loud as possible, window down. And I'm like, and I'm the only person standing there. And I was like, "For me, like, what's good?" And he was like, "Cowboys suck, Eagles Nation." And he was just going on and on. Like, it kind of became friendly after a while. He was just like, "We're 8-3. Y'all are terrible. We're going to the Super Bowl." And I was just so shocked.
Wow, so aggressive.
I was happy that rivalry's there, the fact that you can just shout at someone walking a Chick-fil-A. But the reason I said, I don't know if I got noticed, because my friend was like,
how did he know?
How did he know I was a Cowboys fan?
Yeah.
So I don't know. He never like followed up with anything.
Well, I mean, I feel like
I had no Cowboys gear on at all.
That is a weird flex. Now you would think though, if he knew you
around
from
my
the radio, he would have said something.
He would have said something.
Right? I mean, look, I've been spotted once at the gym where we had done a Saturday show, and the guy came up to me and said, "I think the Vincent Vega costume's a great idea." And I was like, "What?" Like, I mean, it literally just walked up to me. I said, how do you know that? He's like, "Oh, I listen to you and Blake all the time."
Yeah.
And I was just in a KU shirt. Yeah. So
this is now twice.
You
Chick-fil-A.
Usually are. So that's
it's not far off, you know, it's not far out of character for your boy Freddie D. So I'm a little disappointed you didn't say anything about the show.
Right. Fair or foul for my mom to be texting, not this ex, but
during
the
ex, show?
But not this, not the most current ex, but the ex before that, the one I dreamed about.
Yeah, the
about.
One you had to dream about.
Fair or foul for her to be texting her and them texting back and forth saying that they're praying for each other / me.
I mean, what are we praying for you for?
Just
in general, or
they're just like, hey. My mom reached out saying, like, we miss you. Hopefully.
My mom and Kim's doing too much. I mean,
everything's going well.
That's what I mean. What are we doing?
And then X is responding. Hope you guys are doing well. I miss you guys. Praying for y'all every day. Because, you know, my mom losing people in her life.
Yeah.
And so my ex is very aware of it because it's on Facebook.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Right.
Follow each other. But fair or foul, them communicating and saying, I'm praying for you and Blake, and my mom's saying the same, we're praying for you and your family. Because my mom read the text. It's very wholesome. There was none of like, you should go on a date with my son.
Yeah, no, I mean, as long as Mama Kim's not trying to, you know, be, you know, misreconciliation or anything
none
like
of that,
that,
but just the fact that they're like communicating and having these wholesome conversations.
Man, I don't know. That's. I mean, I'm dealing with my own battle right now as it pertains to my kid and relationships.
You're
closer
to my age,
I don't know that I'm a good.
Fred's old.
I don't know that I'm a good barometer for this.
Yeah, that's foul. Yeah.
Who initiated it? Why did you look at Jacob? I would probably not talk to my mother for like a week.
My mom initiated it because it was Margarita Ball was coming back up. Yeah. So she said the pictures came up of like the 1 year ago, and she sent them to her because she sent them. And like, hey, miss you, thinking about you, hope you're doing well, blah, 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 blah. And then Shorty replied with, oh, miss you too, hope you're doing, you and Blake are doing well, as well.
Yeah, and it was pretty scandalous how y'all ended too, wasn't it? Sort of.
Oh, yes. It was. I had to think about it. I had to think about it.
I mean, I'm based going off what you told me. I mean, it felt scandalous to me. Yeah, I say foul. I'm going to go foul.
I don't know how to feel about it because the day, now that I know the information, the day that I dreamt about her, they had texted earlier in that day and I had no idea. Is that not weird?
It's getting put in the universe is what's
happening
right now.
Is that not weird? They text and then I randomly dream about her that night and she had not said anything to me about it. Neither party.
I mean, it's something's going on.
And I hadn't dreamt about her in a year or two.
Years. Be careful. Head on a swivel. That's all I can tell you.
I mean, if I run into her, I'm not mad.
Do you often dream about women, or is this a rare thing?
Yeah, I would say pretty often I dream about women.
I appreciate the fact that you can remember your dreams.
I remember all of them, bro.
I don't.
I'm an avid dreamer.
That's
very much linked to happiness, being happy.
Yeah, what, being able to dream?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
So if you're questioning your dreams,
that
means you're happy because you can remember them.
Mm.
Dream more, guys. Get better sleep.
I mean, I don't know how you... Or how you control that, though.
You know what I mean?
I've never been a big dreamer, per se.
I'll break it down throughout the show. How do you can dream better?
Okay. All right. 877-881-1053. 877-881-1053. When's the last time you dreamt? And what did you dream about? And, you know, fair or foul, what would you do if your mother started texting with one of your exes? So we'll find out about that later on in the program. Let's lay out this program, in fact. We've got a loaded show for you. As we do each and every show, it is Thanksgiving week. It is Kansas City Chiefs week for your Dallas Cowboys. So next segment, we're going to talk some Dallas Cowboys. Alex Gold from 96.5 The Fan in Kansas City. He does their midday show. Cody and Gold over there, great show. I used to work with Alex back in the day over in H-Town, so he's going to be joining us at 7:40. Comedian Ali Sadiq, who is absolutely hilarious. He's been around for 20-plus years. H-Town guy, don't hold that against him, but an all-around great dude. He's going to be in town on Friday, so we're going to have him on the show at 8 o'clock. Can't wait for that. We will rewind our picks, do a little Mavs After Dark. We'll talk some college football. The rankings should be coming out here within the hour as well, and of course it wouldn't be a Fan After Dark if we didn't do a little fair or foul, and then of course, we will have our dilapidated Fan After Dark rankings as well. We haven't done those in a while, so we will get to that. And then, of course, let's not forget 1020. Fatty's on the phone. You guys had a great batch of calls yesterday. We fully expect the same from you guys again later on this evening. All right, coming up, though, look, this Kansas City Chiefs team, they're coming off a big win. This Dallas Cowboy team's coming off a big win. We're going to hear from Shoddy. We're going to hear from Dak. And what did Tyler Booker have to say regarding going up against Chris Jones on Thursday? We'll hear from him next. Lots to get to. Don't go anywhere. This is Fan After Dark. Apparently, being married or having your girlfriend on the same team in the WNBA is not apparently all that uncommon. Somebody said from the 214, Aja literally hit a game winner over a couple in the finals. True story. And then from the 817, literally the last WNBA finals a married couple got scored on. So that's two people that confirmed couples married and or dating. Not uncommon in the WNBA. So I'm standing by what I said. All right, I'm going to stick with the 6'4" Spaniard as Fred's selection for the number one overall choice for your Dallas Wings.
214 says, recognize Blake today. 3! No other text they've sent.
Could that be the Cowboys hater that spotted Blake at outside of Chick-fil-A, yelled at you?
I mean, we yelled. I wouldn't say that.
No.
Yelled across the parking lot for like 30 seconds at each other.
That's fair.
I kind of kept a joking tone the whole time. Like, y'all are trash.
I mean, he's got to know you're a radio. I mean, he's not just randomly yelling at you for no reason.
I mean, straight up yelled at me, like, bleep the Cowboys. Yeah. Eagles are better.
What kind of car was he in?
It was an SUV. I didn't pay that much attention.
Fair.
Yeah.
Be a terrible eyewitness. Shout out to Brody and Paige.
I would be a terrible eyewitness.
Welcome to Dallas. This is for, speaking of degenerates, my buddy Chad, who might be definitely more degenerate than Jake. although he's got a few years on you, so that's why. So shout out to my boy Chad listening, getting his fatty and Tolo on as he his girlfriend and kids or whoever Brody and Paige are coming to Dallas. Welcome, and thanks for tuning in.
And apparently people are saying that the mom is allowed to – my mom's allowed to have her own combos.
It's a 50-50 split. You got some folks saying, look, your mom's grown. If she wants to, you know, have those conversations, she certainly can. She's grown, as one person says. Now, the 817, Blake's mom is talking to the ops.
I wouldn't say it's like they're texting every week. It's more like it was like a kind of
– have they texted since no. said – so it's just a one time?
Yeah. Mom didn't bring it up to me, though. I would have never known. She goes, I did talk to her. Because she loves her. That's her favorite, if you can't tell. Mm. Mom's always got a favorite ex that they wish.
Be careful, then. Be careful.
Be careful.
Be careful.
I'm still blocked on everything, so there's nothing really to be careful for.
You were. You were. Things can change.
Yeah.
You blocked on the radio?
I'm not blocked on the radio.
Hey, now.
Hey.
She could be Tolo right now.
She could be fatting her
She's
ass off right
like,
now.
Oh,
I love this guy. I recognize you, Blake. Dot, 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 dot.
That's her. I don't even know her phone number, so it could be her.
That's it. She might have a burner. Who knows? Maybe she's got one of them Google phone numbers. Ain't no telling.
Okay. Okay, that's someone else. Never mind. I thought I was the person. All right, let's talk.
Stay dangerous, bro.
I'm always dangerous,
stay
bro.
Stay dangerous. From the 682, Dawana Bonner and Alyssa Thomas played for the Mercury, I think, recently. They're married.
I had those chicks on the same par later in the final.
Hey! Wow. How'd they do for you?
Both missed.
If you had to marry...
No fun for us!
You got to marry someone here, and you have to play well in a basketball game. Who are you marrying?
Excuse me?
Like my spouse has to play well in a basketball game?
No.
The hell did you just say?
No. Your spouse is going to be someone who works here, and then you're going to have to play an NBA game and play well. Who are you picking? I don't think I stuttered.
Well, I mean, what kind of question?
It's the same that the WNBA players are. I'm just putting it in our shoes. What's wrong with that?
You want us to marry?
Perform during a radio show? Anymore? Yeah.
So you want me to marry another fan radio host? Is that what you're suggesting?
I feel like it's pretty clear. And then you've got to then play an NBA game. And who do you think you would perform the best with? No wrong or right answer, but pick me.
This segment's gone too far already. I'm going to go ahead and
pick?
I'm more of a lone wolf, so I'm going to go ahead and keep it that way. All
Jacob,
right,
Jacob, isn't it?
Tyler Booker, your rookie right guard, had a decent game this past week against Jalen Carter.
I love
seeing the one false start, and that was about it.
Yeah, I love seeing the isolated stuff after of whether it's a casual or a national or just like social media. I saw a lot of love to Tyler Booker. I think I saw someone with a viral tweet. It was like Tyler Booker Island, if you will, and it was just him locking up Jalen Carter, and it just made all the memories flash back because I read the comments. And it said, do you remember when every Cowboys fan hated on that pick? I mean, 98%
of them. Tyler Booker?
No, Tyler Smith. I'm thinking it's my bad.
Oh,
Tyler Smith.
Say.
All the Tylers. But Tyler Smith.
I wasn't here yet, so I don't remember.
Dude, you should have heard. Because he had the most penalties. I think it was all holding penalties from Tulsa. Like the most penalties in all of college football.
Yeah.
And he drafted him in the first round.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, what are the Cowboys doing? And now he's just been nothing but an all-pro.
Jerry don't care.
And then Tyler Booker. People didn't hate on it, like him personally, but just like, why are we drafting a guard?
Even it's not a sexy pick. Is there anybody that makes drafting guards sexier than the Dallas Cowboys? I mean, seriously, think about it. The last three, I mean, you've literally hit on your last three guards that you've drafted.
There's an argument that you have one of, if not the best guard tandem in the league right now.
Oh, I don't think it's an argument at all.
Yeah.
I mean, I think Tyler Booker, once he gets, I think by the time this season's over, or you know, when you hit that home stretch, you know, second, third week of December, whatever it is, because like you said, he held his own against Jalen Carter and against that Philly front on Sunday. And one of the things, and we talked about this briefly yesterday, I go back to the job he did on him and Terrence Steele on that pass to George Pickens that helped set up the last touchdown. That dime.
What is the text?
What do you expect? I mean, you've asked some off-the-wall questions already, so, I mean, you're feeding right into the folks. I mean, what'd you expect with that?
People are saying we love O-line.
We do. What's not to love about it? I mean, you won that game on Sunday in the trenches.
And you're going to continue to win games.
You have to.
George Pickens is great.
Dak's a whole hell of a lot better of a quarterback when he's got time to throw. Yes. Javonte Williams is a whole hell of a lot better running back when he's not getting hit in the backfield. Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. This game Thursday.
Make O-lineman great again.
Make O-lineman great again. You're damn right about that. And look, say what you want. This team has had some questionable draft picks over the last 4 or 5 years. We can look no further than the 2023 draft class, which has, what, two people left on it? Mm-hmm. Well, three. What do you got? Overshown, who, you know, again, is a star in the making, provided he can stay healthy. Scooney, who's, you know, get his obligatory one target a game. And then Nate Thomas, who was your seventh-round draft pick that year, who's going to be starting for you at left tackle. And, oh, by the way, came in Sunday and played his ass off. In fact, had a great block on that Dak touchdown run as well that helped kind of spring him loose.
That's Scooney, man. Doesn't get enough love, Schoonmaker.
I'm going to tell you something about Schoonmaker, boy. Let me tell you something. That dude, outside of that Commanders game last year, we had that dime that Cooper Rush threw to him. I don't think we've heard from him since. Yeah. What's he caught? One pass? Two? Scooney, if you're listening, 877-811-1.
I just love how they keep deploying him on routes. Like they throw him on like wheel routes where it's like a 40-yard catch.
And, you know, he had a step. He did have a step on the guy. Just didn't have the wheels that Dak thought he did. Okay, this is Tyler Booker, who, like I said, will have his hands full once again. Now, the one thing about Chris Jones, he does move up and down that defensive line for the Kansas City Chiefs. Look, there are going to be times where you see him lined up against a BB or against a Smith or a Booker. Then you might see him lined up against Terrence Steele or Nate Thomas.
Would you take him getting a sack in this game? The line was 0.5?
Yeah. I would take Chris Jones getting a sack.
Okay. We see where his alliance is starting to fall as the game gets closer. I take Rashee Rice over 300 yards,
too. He helped lead that comeback on. So anyway, you don't get me started. I see what you're trying to do here. Tyler Booker, what are your thoughts on Chris Jones Thursday?
He's very fluid with his hands, very fluid within the hips. Even when he's moving laterally, he's still gaining ground. So you have to make sure that you're staying in front of him and staying in position the whole time. And somebody that I grew up watching, so I'm very excited to play him this Thursday.
He's going to have his hands full. But, again, playing against this Philadelphia Eagles front on Sunday, I think is only going to help prepare him. And then, again, this is, the third or fourth game in a row? Well, I take that back because Guyton will not be there. But, again, Nate Thomas, this is not going to be his first start. Started, against the Jets, if I'm not mistaken. Mm-hmm. So
he's got a couple spot starts
here. He's had some spot starts.
He's came in when guys have gotten injured.
This much we do know. This isn't like last year when Awesome Richards came in and you were saying, okay, let's just hope for the best.
I'm like PTSD for Cowboys fans, Chuma Adoga.
That's it. Right?
I mean, we're giving up four sacks this game.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, what makes this Thursday, you know, a little more palatable from that standpoint is that you're not concerned. I mean, there's a little bit of a concern. I mean, he's still only the second year, played no football at all last year. But Nate Thomas is a pretty damn good
swing tackle. You don't hear his name getting called on the PA all night.
No. I mean, look, they thought enough of him to where they basically lit a fire under Terrence Steele's ass and said, hey, we're going to open up the competition.
And correct me if I'm wrong, because it's been a while, so I could be wrong. But when we thought that Guyton was going to be out for the year at the beginning of the year, wasn't the first guy named in his replacement Nate Thomas?
Yeah, absolutely.
So I thought, beginning of the year, they've been believing in him. Because we just started throwing out names left
Akeem
and right.
Well, Akeem Adeniji was another name that had been thrown out there, which, you know, God bless, we were, thank God he didn't have to step in. Where is Akeem anyway? Do we know?
He
Akeem.
Just keeps getting inactive.
877-881-1053, Rock Chalk. All right, this is Shoddy talking about what does a win like this from Sunday do for this Cowboy football team?
Yeah, I think so. I think it shows us what we're capable of for sure. You know, I think I love where we are from a defensive standpoint over the last couple weeks. I think that's been huge for us. I think when you just see the way we've played really the last, I'll say six of the last eight quarters, because the first half wasn't our best half of football. But more than anything, I think it's the confidence that the team has. You know, and again, played really well against the Raiders really for most of the game, and the ability to bounce back. I think that confidence is more important for me than, the main objective is to win. You know, we expect to win, but there's a lot that we can draw from that game with how we won and how we ended up finding a way to make the plays when we had to make the plays and get the stops when we had to get the stops. And, we know we have put ourselves in a position where you got to keep stacking wins. And this week will be no different, very difficult against a very good team in Kansas City.
Blake, can you win a game in the first quarter?
Nope. Can you win a game in the second quarter?
No.
Can you win a game in the third quarter?
No.
Can you win a game in the fourth quarter?
Yeah!
I will say there was a lot of good buzz about that. A lot of people loving Shotty, man. I haven't seen very many negative comments. Like, people are loving, put football aside, just like his leadership. Just, that's what we talk about all the time. That's what a head coach has to do. Schematics is one thing, calling the plays, using your timeouts. That's what Woolchuck and us and Brian, we'll break that down, yada, yada. But when it comes to, like, just leadership and holding egos together and getting the guys inspired, I will say there's been a couple times they've come out flat now where they don't start the game great. So you don't love that. You don't love that from the coach. But he's saying something right in the locker rooms, because a lot of times in the second half they've come out a little bit better of a team.
And you hear them – when you hear the guys echoing what the coach is saying and playing it over and over again, like, what's the one thing we kept hearing Shotty talk about? Got to keep stacking wins. Almost every piece of audio that Blake and I got on Sunday, almost every single player said the exact same thing. We got to keep stacking wins. So all that tells me is that, look, his message is resonating with the guys. All right, last thing, CeeDee Lamb already, we know about his troubles. What do you have to say? Is he going to keep dropping passes or what?
I mean, you just find ways to get better. You want to be solution-oriented and not really much dwell on the problem. Granted, we know the problem. I need to catch the ball. But, right. But other than that, man, we'll be fine. When I do catch it, just be ready.
Okay. I mean, sure. You talked about it. I think it was you, Chiafalo, and Wooly talked about this yesterday. We were doing it. I don't know if we necessarily got this during crosstalk, but we were talking about it during one of the breaks as far as, you know, when it comes to CD. Would you have liked to have seen him talk after the game Sunday? Sure, he didn't. All right. He talked to the media today. Obviously, people are, you know, being jovial. His mind's in the right place. I think we can all kind of just scuttle the, oh, let's trade. We can only keep one. Look, CD's done a tremendous job as one of the best wide receivers in football. He's due to have a game or two where, you know, he's not having his best performance. I fully expect him to play at a elite level on Thursday. I wouldn't be surprised if he goes off and everybody can kind of put what are we going to do about CD George? I think it's going to be a good problem to have after Thursday.
Okay, so okay. I think we're going in the what's your segment called? I'll make sure I call it the right thing. Jaking
off.
Okay.
Okay,
so
that's gonna go down. That's gonna go down in the 9:20 segment. All right, let's coming up next. Let's get the Kansas City side of things from one Mr. Alex Gold. He is the co-host of the Cody and Gold Show, the midday show on 96.5 The Fan over in Kansas City. We'll talk to Alex next. Don't go anywhere. This is The Fan After Dark. Appreciate that, degenerate Jake. Let's jump out to the D&M Leasing Hotline. Welcome to the program from the Cody and Gold Show, the midday show over there at 96.5 The Fan over in Kansas City. And I'll tell you what, this gentleman and I survived Sports Map Radio and lived to tell the tale. Used to do a little NFL whip around show back in the day. The one, the only, Mr. Alex Gold. Alex, my man, great to hear from you again, and B, we did live to tell the tale. You're doing a killer job. Every time I go back to Kansas, I always tune in 96.5, actually previously 610, and listen to you and Cody and Carrington do the damn thing. So great to have you on, my man.
Yeah, well, I appreciate the kind words, but and likewise to you as well. It's been way too long, and glad to see things are doing great for you in Dallas as well. So I appreciate you guys having me on the show.
Look, my man, I'm conflicted about Thursday. Blake and Jake have been giving me a hard time about which direction I'm going to go for Thursday's game. We know which direction you're going for Thursday's game. Look, it's only one game. This has been a very maligned football team, this Kansas City Chiefs team, all season long. Your thoughts on this 6-5 Kansas City Chiefs team heading into Thursday's contest?
Look, people have been spoiled in Kansas City, so this is kind of a weird year. You know, this is really what it's like for most teams in the NFL on a regular basis, but fans have gotten spoiled in Kansas City. So when you talk about a team that is going to have to fight till the very end to get in a postseason spot, it's just not something anybody here has dealt with for about a decade. I mean, that's really what it's been. Since 2014, this team has made the postseason. They've won the division for 9 straight years. It looks like that, of course, is coming to an end after they lost to Denver a couple weeks ago. And so it's been...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Kind of confusing year, too. I mean, you can go and look at some of the underlying metrics offensively, and you can look at the roster. Travis Kelce, even on his podcast a week ago, mentioned how this year's team, if you stacked them up head-to-head from a year ago, most people would take this year's team, yet, as we all know, they won 15 games a year ago, and they're hoping to try to win 11 or 12 this year to make sure they get into the postseason. So it's a bizarre year. They just have not executed consistently in the biggest spots of these games, and we all saw this past Sunday against the Colts. They finally came up with that big play or two down the stretch.
Alex, it's a pleasure having you on. I want to ask from an outsider's perspective, obviously being in Kansas City, what is your thoughts on this Cowboys defense? Obviously, it's been a better defense the last 2 weeks after getting Quinn and Williams. Is it still one that teams go into it thinking they're gettable, or is this a whole new defense? We got to forget those first 9 or 10 weeks. This is the defense that we're going against, and it's a little bit scarier.
We talked about it yesterday on our show here. You know, last two games with Quinn and Williams at defensive front, is that just who the Cowboys are going to be the rest of the season? And I think this game on Thursday, frankly, from my point of view at least, will confirm whether or not it was a nice two-week run defensively for the front, or though this is the Cowboys' defense that now has turned the page. I think in Kansas City, a lot of people's view, understandably so, has changed based on what they just saw in that comeback win against the Eagles. I think if that doesn't happen, and it was the first half was going to be the story of the game, then I think people would view this game so much differently. But the concern in Kansas City is the defensive front, not so much the secondary. I think Chiefs fans here think the speed and the ability to get the ball out quick and make kind of these linebackers and corners edge-to-edge defend, that the Chiefs can have some success there. But the concern is Quinn and Williams, Kenny Clark up front, and now, as you guys probably are well aware of, the Chiefs' starting right guard is very unlikely to play. In fact, probably not going to play for two or three games in Trey Smith. And so the interior of this offensive line for Kansas City is down a man, and I think that's an area that Chiefs fans are very much concerned and have the respect of the defensive line there for Dallas.
I watch Chiefs week in, week out. What is it about Mahomes this year? I mean, look, he's obviously the numbers. If you just box score watched. I mean, look, he's putting up silly numbers. That's what Mahomes does. But for a few weeks in a row now, I mean, he's missed Hollywood Brown. He's missed I go back to last week, Worthy a couple times. This week, it looked like he was a little reticent to pull the trigger. Where are we at right now with Patty Mahomes? And is it just kind of a blip he's going through? And kind of alludes to what you were saying, where hey, look, after 7 or 8 years, he's going to have a rough spell.
Look, I think there's no question that his level of play over the last 2 or 3 years has dipped. Now, when his level of play dips, it raises eyebrows and everybody kind of freaks out a little bit more. I still think even if his level of play dips, he's still, to me, the quarterback I would want every single Sunday. However, yeah, he has been tentative throwing the football at times. I think a lot of that has to do with maybe some scars from last year and maybe even earlier this season still, where there's a lack of trust, I still believe, at times, guys, in some of the biggest spots to really trust guys outside of Kelce. Now, I say that, and we just saw a game on Sunday where on a huge third down, they needed an overtime. He throws it to Xavier Worthy, and it wasn't the best throw in the world, but Worthy makes a great catch. You would like to think that builds some trust. Rashee Rice had only 3 catches for 9 yards in the first half. In the second half, he goes off and ends up, I think, 6 catches or 7 catches for 140 yards and was sensational. So you would like to think some of the trust is there. I think also they have really struggled to catch teams off guard, and this is the coaching aspect of it as well. That last week they finally went under center at a much higher rate, But this team goes out of shotgun, very, very predictable. You know, the run game hasn't really been there. Again, this past week is kind of the outlier in what Kareem Hunt was able to do. And so I think they have, as an organization, struggled, and therefore it's also Patrick Mahomes struggling. Really, over the last couple of years since teams switched, you know, the two high safety looks and other teams have figured it out, and I don't think the Chiefs fully have. This year was the year everybody thought it would work because they're healthy, right? I mean, that was kind of the excuse a year ago, is that Hollywood Brown was hurt in preseason. Worthy was a rookie. Rashee Rice tore up his knee. And then you get to this year, and after the suspension for Rice, I mean, they've been healthy, guys. This is one of the healthiest teams actually in football the entire season. And so it's bizarre. You know, I think there's a lot of reasons for why this offense has performed the way that he's also just made too many red zone mistakes. You know, anytime he's thrown a red zone pick, except for this Colts game, they've lost. And I guess this wasn't a red zone pick, but he was backed up inside his own five and threw the pick that resulted in a touchdown for the Colts. So it's just been an up and down season. But the hope here is that this one score game that they finally beat the Colts after going 0-5 prior to that in one score games, that maybe this is the win that they kind of needed and it can carry them the rest of the way.
Alex, who do you think will have more success in the run game? The Chiefs with Kareem Hunt, and I think I saw Pacheco off the injury report, him versus this new Cowboys defensive line, or Javonte Williams and the gang versus the Chiefs defensive line?
Well, the Chiefs running attack is really interesting heading in, guys, because you mentioned it. Isaiah Pacheco's missed multiple games with a knee sprain. He's going to be back, and they need him because Kareem Hunt, given his age and the workload that he just had, 30 carries, it's a career high, and it's a short week. I mean, I was in the locker room after the game. He is beat up, guys, and so he's going to play, but there's no way they're going to lean on him. And so then you're back to Isaiah Pacheco, and he just has not really been the same running back since his injury a year ago. So I don't think the Chiefs will be able to have the same success on the ground that they just had against the Colts. To directly answer the question on what Javonte Williams can do, it's the NFL's weird. I mean, the Chiefs just gave up only 58 yards to Jonathan Taylor, and my guess is they're going to give up more to Javonte Williams just because the NFL doesn't make sense. So I'll go ahead and say that Javonte Williams has more success than Jonathan Taylor. And if that's the case, I guess he'll have more success than probably the Chiefs rushing attack.
And then kind of on the same side of the ball, when you're thinking about this Cowboys offense that's been clicking, the George Pickens coming out party of him being one of the best, if not the best receiver in football right now. How do you defend a receiver like that while also knowing Shoddy talking about it after the game? We're going to feed CeeDee Lamb now, whether we believe that or not, to kind of get his confidence back. That's obviously an elite receiver as well. Or do you expect him to have McDuffie travel and shadow? Do you expect some cloud coverage? Like, what are you expecting shutting down those two receivers?
Well, Steve Spagnuolo, their defensive coordinator, I mean, he'll mix it up. I mean, that's the simple. It's not going to just be one plan really throughout the game. That's kind of where he thrives. He's willing to mix it up. It just probably better than most coaches in the National Football League from a defensive perspective in game. This applies not only to coverage, but certainly how they're going to try to get after, Dak Prescott. They really struggle to get pressure with the front four. So if they're going to generate that and therefore impact even in the passing game, they're going to have some of these exotic blitzes, bring Trent McDuffie in on a disguised blitz. That was something that they did really well against Daniel Jones. If you just box score watch it, you say, they didn't even sack Daniel Jones. What are you talking about? But they made life difficult for Daniel Jones, especially in the second half. And so I think that'll be interesting to see the plan. As far as how the Chiefs handle top-tier receivers, look, two of them is something different, right? You're talking about CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens, and Pickens is playing like a number one, obviously. The Chiefs have done a nice job, actually. If you go back and look at some of their opponents against number one receivers early in the year when we didn't know this whole weird A.J. Brown season was going to happen, they were able to shut down A.J. Brown early on in the year. You take a look back at some of their other opponents that they took on, they've done a pretty decent job. So the question, I think, is also the tight ends. Jake Ferguson, the Chiefs historically under Spags have really struggled matching up with tight ends. That's why people were concerned about even Tyler Warren this past week, and they were able to kind of hold him in check. But that'll be the question, and what's the plan for Steve Spagnuolo? It would not surprise me if this is a bigger Jake Ferguson game than people think.
Alex Gold, Cody and Gold joining us, talking all things Kansas City Chiefs. Just real quick, you mentioned the coaching and just kind of how offensively, you watch the Rams, you see what they're doing as far as just the creativity. I mean, hell, former Chief assistant Mike Kafka. Now, granted, you had some gadget and trick plays in there, but look, that offense hasn't missed a beat with far worse personnel than what the Chiefs have going on. I guess my question is, you know, for as much as we love Andy Reid and he's got a great coaching tree, what's the deal with Matt Nagy? It just feels like, to your point, it just seems like this offense is just so stagnant right now.
So as far as Matt Nagy, I don't know what it is, but he's always under the crosshairs of Chiefs fans and even people outside of Kansas City. You know, it's not to defend him, but I think the way people talk about his Chicago tenure is also kind of way off base. And if you go back, and I know Fred, but you know he went to a playoff appearance, won a playoff game with Mitchell Trubisky. Trubisky went to a Pro Bowl. Other than this year with Ben Johnson, they haven't had success like that since Matt Nagy. I think people discount what he did there. But anyway, as far as in Kansas City, look, he's not the play caller.
Right.
You know, I know people get confused with the whole setup, and they see on the headset Matt Nagy is talking. No, he's talking to Patrick Mahomes, but Andy Reid is calling the plays. Now, Matt Nagy, good and bad, he's part of the game plan and all that. But whenever something goes bad, it seems like he's the guy that everybody blames. I just don't think he should get as much credit or blame. As far as why this offense just has been, you know, where it's at in the conversations, a lot of people believe they're predictable. And I actually thought this past week against the Colts was a good sign that without publicly saying, you know what, we need to do something differently, they just did it with their actions. And I'm talking about running under center and committing to the run game more. That was the issue in Denver. They had two drives late in that game, guys. One with the lead, one with the game tied. They went 3 and out on back-to-back possessions. They didn't try to run it one single time, yet their running back, Kareem Hunt, was averaging 5 yards a carry in the first half. And so they were criticized all game week leading up to the Colts game. And then I don't know if their plan was necessarily to run it 40 times in the game, but they did. It was what was effective. It may not be the sexy, fun way to win the way we know Andy Reid wants to win, but I thought that was kind of a growing moment. We'll see if they revert right back to slinging it around the yard, and I actually think they might have to, and it's probably their best path this week against Dallas, considering their secondary end, Kareem Hunt, you know, getting pretty worn out. But it's been a frustrating year for the Chiefs offense, because the metrics, EPA per play, et cetera, like, they're actually better than a year ago, but they've really struggled to start games. Lastly, I'll just say, first quarter, guys, it's so critical for every team, but the Chiefs in their last four first quarters have only scored 3 points. They just do not jump out quick enough. That's been a problem.
And don't get me started on the red zone. Alex, great stuff from you as always, my friend. Will you be at the game Thursday?
I won't. I wish, man. You know, if it wasn't Thanksgiving, I certainly would. I would love to be down there.
Fair enough. Alex, my man, it was great catching up with you. Continue to do the great work you're doing in Kansas City, and who knows, maybe we'll talk again Super Bowl time.
Absolutely. Hey, thanks, guys.
Appreciate you. Alex Gold, Cody and Gold, great stuff from him. All right, coming up next, comedian Ali Sadiq. He's in town this Friday. We'll hear from him next. Don't go anywhere. This is The Fan After Dark.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.